I took some time to try a new lake out this past weekend with longtime friend and expert angler Pete Cito. Some prior research revealed to me that this lake is home to freshwater jellyfish, making me wonder if a bass would eat a jellyfish. On the way there, we spotted a deer, and on our arrival, local anglers were quick to warn us that a black bear and three cubs were spotted at the boat launch that same morning. After launching the boat with no plug in it, we had a laugh while waiting for it to drain. Oh yes, and I also managed to get lost at the end of the day, relying on Pete's memory to help me find the boat launch. A truly memorable day.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
hunting guide and taxidermist David Gibson reveals tactics to help you to have a successful bear hunt this season. Past Conservative MP Rick Norlock joins us to talk about his private member's bell and why he believes our hunting, trapping, and fishing heritage is so important. Angler and Hunter news, plus the win a Yamaha Alumacraft contest and more on a new Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time on the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you could save over $1,100 on a roof windshield and winch package for Ranger XP900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Hey, are you fishing for better insurance? Good news! As an OFH member, you can catch some great savings on your insurance with BrokerLink. Plus, for a limited time, call for a quote and you'll be entered for a chance to win a Polaris Sportsman ATV. Now that's a real deal. Give BrokerLink a call today and see what we can do for you.
It's a good time to call BrokerLink.
888-769-0030.
Man, this is going to be a great hunting trip. The camp is really remote this year.
Yeah, only way I can take off this year is if I keep in touch once a day with my office. I just picked up my new satellite phone from Spot so I can stay in contact when we lose cell coverage.
Bet that was expensive.
Nope, Spot has a free phone offer right now. It didn't cost me a thing. Their airtime plans are really affordable and the sound quality is awesome too. My family likes it. We're prepared for an emergency as well.
A free satellite phone, affordable rates, and awesome sound? I'll check it out when we get back.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details. Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores.
Well, one thing that Ontario has is a lot of black bears. And I know that because I have some property up north and there's quite a few black bears on the property. And I know that hunting for black bears is a very rewarding experience. It's a lot of fun. Bears are very good to eat and their fur is beautiful. So I couldn't think of a better person to contact today than David Gibson from Bob Cajun, Ontario. He's a fire instructor, hunter education instructor. He used to guide for black bear hunting, and he's also a taxidermist. So, man, that's quite a repertoire, Dave.
Well, thanks, Randy. Yeah, good to talk to you here this morning.
Yeah. So I know that you and I haven't spent a lot of time hunting together, but I've spent a lot of time at your shop looking at all the big antlers coming in and the bears and everything else. And I thought, you know, this is a good time of year for our listeners who are thinking about starting out in bear hunting. To get some information from an experienced bear hunter such as yourself. But before we get started on that, why don't you tell everybody, how did you get started on this life journey of, you know, being a hunter education, a firearm instructor, a taxidermist? How did this all begin?
Yeah, you know, Randy, it's something that I get asked quite often from friends, from family, from people in my classes, et cetera. And, you know, I thought about it, and the best answer that I can come up with is just because I love nature.
Yeah.
That's why I hunt. I just love being out there. I love seeing animals. I love being around animals. I view a harvest as whether or not I get something or not, it's just a bonus. But just being out there, getting away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life, that's what draws me in, and that's what keeps me passionate about fishing and hunting.
And you know what, Dave? I think that that's indicative of many an outdoors person, that's for sure, and we all seem to have that genetic urge to kind of reconnect with nature, kind of where we originally came from before we headed down to the cities and all that sort of thing. So yeah.
Well, you know something, Randy? I didn't have anybody pushing me to hunt. I came from a family where, you know, we grew up in the GTA area. Really, you know, my parents didn't hunt. I didn't have any aunts or uncles that hunted or friends. It just wasn't part of my upbringing. And it's just, you know, it was one of those things that just being a young kid and spending time in the woods and, you know, watching squirrels and then deer and then fishing, it just was an extension and it grew over time until I became this avid outdoorsman. And I love it and I stand by it and I will continue to do it today. And in fact, I have a son who's 10 who now I share that same passion with him. So,
that's
and he's
awesome.
Getting into it himself. So it's a wonderful thing.
It really is. That is true. And for our listeners who are just starting out their journey as a hunter, or maybe like me who visited bear hunting at a later age, you know, something that you maybe never considered doing, but you're thinking about doing, starting out, where would you, so let's say you're going to, you know, you're going to go to some property, maybe you have private property, maybe you're going to go to public property. It doesn't really matter. What kind of areas should our listeners be looking for to scout out, you know, to actually find some bear sign tracks and all that type of thing?
Yeah, it's a great question. And that's something that we had to do a number of years ago. We got established as sort of a bear hunting group. Really, it was first of all, the number one rule with hunting is to make sure that, you know, you're not trespassing. And we paid a visit to the Minden area MNRF office to find out where some Crown land was, to make sure we weren't trespassing on private property. Once we sort of found an area that that looked good, and that area included good rocky areas away from a human habitation, you know, what we did, Randy, is it was simple as going out there and putting bait in an area that was close to a food source that the bears would key up on at this time of year. So an area that has clear cuts where you've got 3- and 4-year-old growth back in that clear cut. So you've got those berries, those blackberries, those raspberries, the blueberries that are starting to grow in that clear-cutted forest area is a real magnet for bears. Mm-hmm. So when we saw that, that was key number one. The other thing is bears, they don't necessarily hibernate, but they go into a sort of a state of torpor. So they're semi-asleep during the wintertime, and they actually survive off themselves, which is really cool. So they're using up that bath storage, and they need to key up on high forage foods in the forest, and so that those berry patches are going to be one. And the other thing that we found was we found good stands of beech trees, and we found good stands of oak trees in that similar area. And those nuts provide a lot of oils, and oil produces fat for bears. And so those two things in a small area, we knew that bears were going to be there. We just figured that was their food store, that was their grocery store. Let's start here. So what we did is we set up some bait, which consisted of it can consist of a number of different things. But the bottom line is, you want something that's going to be sweet, and you want something that's going to smell. That's going to, because bears have a keen sense of smell, so that would draw them in. We put it down. We vacated the area for a week or so. We came back and we noticed in that area that all the bait was gone. We noticed bear scat and we noticed fur. And when those two things were present, we knew the bears were hitting that bait. And then we just started to continue to bait that area once a week. And typically, we try to start to set up our bear baits by the end of July, by mid-end of July, so that those bears are habituated to come into that area to feed. Because in our area, bear season opens up September 1st.
We will return with more bear hunting tactics from David Gibson after these important words.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and Advanced HS Scentaway. This limited-time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Aquatic invading species are a growing threat to our lakes and rivers and the native species that call them home. By taking 2 minutes to clean, drain, and dry your boat every time you take it out of the water, you will help stop the spread of aquatic invasive species into new water bodies. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
I love these hunting trips, but the kids miss me, and my wife worries about us being safe.
I know what you mean. I bought a Spot Gen 3 for this trip to keep in touch with my girls.
That's a satellite messenger, right?
Yep, Spot sends my GPS coordinates via satellite right to my family's email or phone. They click on the message and see where I am. I can use it in emergencies or to signal for help as well. Spot has rescued over 3,500 adventurers already.
Sounds good. Looks small, too. Is it pricey?
Nope, I save 50% with a mail-in rebate.
50% rebate offer is for a limited time only. Annual subscription is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to David Gibson and Fall Bear Hunting Tactics.
Finding an area, you know, with some good forage. Like you talk about clear cuts, you're absolutely right. I know from my experience in the woods, those clear cuts, the berries come up thick in them, usually the first thing to happen there. Setting up bait, do you use like a tree stand and do you use a container for the bait? Is there something that limits their ability to access it? Do you just put it on the ground? Is there a technique you use for like, you know, setting up a tree stand and putting this bait on the ground? Is there some technique to that?
Well, we certainly use one, and that was experiment through trial and error. We initially just put the bait down on the forest floor. But it's just drawing in every animal to come and to take it away.
Yeah.
So we wanted to design something that would be formidable mm-hmm. to raccoons and any other four-legged scavenger that was going to come along and take that bait away. And what we did was we took a 45-gallon drum and we cut a hole on the end of the drum, only big enough so that the bear could get his forearm in there and his arm. And we actually had to chain the barrel to a tree because if you don't, your barrel's going to end up 2 kilometers away. they're going to roll it. And then what we did is we filled that barrel up with bait. We put huge sticks, in that hole so the bear, when it arrives, it actually has to pull all those logs out. So we knew it had to have been a bear. And the bear is going to sit there for a considerable period of time trying to figure out how to get in. And then have to slowly pull that food out. And the longer you can get the bear to stay there, the more comfortable he's going to be, he or she's going to be.
Right.
So that's what we did, and we set up some trail cameras over the bait. And, you know, bears are creatures of habit, just like you, Randy. You know, you get up and have your morning coffee in your living room in your kitchen every morning.
You
bears
betcha.
come into that bait every day. They're usually around the same time, and we kind of knew that. We did set up our tree stand. We don't hunt bears on the ground. We do from an elevated tree stand. Now, it doesn't have to be aggressively high. I mean, typically 8-10 feet, something like that works for us.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to also make sure that we set it on the downwind side of the barrel. We don't want our scent to waft across the barrel when we were there.
Right.
So that was really key. And we wanted to make sure that when we set up our tree stand that we knew that it was within our effective range for shooting, whether or not that was with a firearm or whether or not that was with a bow. When we practice, we set up so that we know that exact distance to that barrel. And in fact, what we do is we take a life-size bear target or a foam target, and we shoot into that target with our arrows to make sure that we know exactly what pin to put on that target, because the nerves can get pretty high when a bear comes in, and we want to make sure that we can take that effective clean shot.
Yeah. And you know what? That's some good advice. Now, as far as the actual bait itself, I've heard of
everything from dog food to popcorn to donuts, everything in between. Like you say about their sense of smell, extremely efficient. So we want to make sure our human scent is concealed. But have you ever found any specific bait better than another, or is it something that you're still continually experimenting with?
Well, it's funny. I mean, that's the draw with bear hunting, right? The animals change, and they have different legs and dislikes and so on. So it's kind of like this evolution in motion here year to year. But kind of our secret formula is going to remain kind of a secret.
Of course.
To draw them in. But I will share this, though, and that is that there's a lot of people out there in the community that think that, I'm going to go fishing, and I'm going to take my fish entrails and et cetera, and I'm going to put them out for bears. And I'll tell you, we've done that, and it has not worked at all.
No.
You're just dealing with a stinky, sloppy mess, and bears, we've found, have not touched that at all. So if you're thinking of putting out fish and stuff like that, fish guts and all that stuff, our experience has told us that it does not work. And once that stuff turns rancid, they don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, so yeah, keep the perishable stuff, where it belongs, and use something a little bit different. Of course, there's all kinds of information on that type of thing. Now, I had alluded earlier that I never took part in bear hunting until a little later on in life, and I think the main reason why was I never realized until I actually came here to the Federation of Anglers and Hunters how good they were to eat. In fact, I have to admit, I like eating bear better than venison. And that kind of brings me to the next question is processing in terms of, a bear versus deer. A bear's meat processing is going to be different. And some advice, some tips for our listeners in terms of what they should be doing with that bear if they're lucky enough to harvest one.
Well, yeah, it's a real special treat to harvest a bear, and consider it an honor. The one thing that hunters need to consider when they get a bear is that processing that bear as quickly as possible is the number one rule. You got to remember that our bear season opens up September 1st, and this morning I looked at the forecast, and I think it's supposed to be about 30 degrees, even on the 1st and the 2nd of September. So that meat is going to spoil very, very quickly. Unlike a deer, when you're hunting them typically for the gun hunt in November, it's going to be much, much cooler. So you do have a little bit more time with processing a deer, unlike a bear. So you've really got to get that animal gutted. You've got to get it out of the bush as quickly as you can. I know some people think, if I get a bear at night, I can come back in the morning, et cetera. No. You've got to, if there's a trail to follow, you got to get after that bear. You've got to get it skinned out. And what I tell everybody and what we certainly do is we get that bear home. We cool it down as quickly as we can with the chest cavity propped open. And first thing in the morning, as soon as there's enough light to see, that hide is off. Mm-hmm. And we take it down to our local butcher shop right away. And you know what? All the listeners out there should really get this done in advance. I would have the personal cell number of the butcher with me if you're out in the bush, so that when you are lucky enough and fortunate enough to harvest a bear, you can call that butcher and they can make the shop available for you to take it in. As soon as you get the bear out of the bush. You can't hang them up in the trees, Randy, because it's still just too warm in September. You've got to get them into a climate-controlled environment. So knowing the butcher shop's hours and location in advance is so beneficial.
Yeah, really, it really is. And of course, I've had experience with the same butcher you use, who's just amazing. They just do an incredible job. And he had mentioned to me as well as you had that aging deer meat is acceptable, but with bear meat, which is similar in nature to pork, it can actually be bad and make you very, very ill. So you need to make sure that you do get that processed right away. Don't leave it in the tree for a few days. And then, like you were also saying, so warm outside that is just not good for it.
Well, exactly. And, bears have a tremendous amount of fat. I mean, they've been eating well all August and July, et cetera. And that fat spoils extremely fast. We've had guys that bring in bear rugs to get processed. And they, for example, harvested the bear on a Thursday. Mm-hmm. And let's say they get it at noon hour on Thursday. And this just happened last year. And the guy will call, or the person will call later on that night, say they got a bear, they'd like to get a bear rug done. They remove the hide the following morning, they don't get it down until late Friday. So now we're talking, what, a 36-hour period? They bring it down in a garbage bag, and I open it up when it gets to my shop, and that fat has already started to turn green, and the odor is already offensive.
The garbage bag is probably bad too, eh? That's a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, putting it in a garbage bag that doesn't breathe and keeps that heat in, and a black garbage bag in the back of your truck, you're really not doing yourself any favors.
Yeah, make sure that you can get some air to it, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so listeners, if you want to get your hunting license, if you want to get your firearm license, if you have any taxidermy needs, you can always look up David Gibson at 10 Point Taxidermy and Bob Cajun.
Well, thanks very much, Randy. You know, I'm pretty excited here. You know, I was out mountain biking yesterday just down the road from my place, and I had to double back and go look at a scat that was on the road a couple hundred yards down from my place, and it was definitely bear. So
nice. Very
nice
good.
Nice to know there's lots around, that's for sure. So the best, and we'll talk soon.
The importance of hunting, fishing, and trapping after these messages from our sponsors.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new fishing and hunting pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique pre-flex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season is getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire has everything you need for hunting season. From decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty. And you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 on select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE Stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE Stores, we're excited about hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and Advanced HS ScentAway. This limited-time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
I love these hunting trips, but the kids miss me, and my wife worries about us being safe.
I know what you mean. I bought a Spot Gen 3 for this trip to keep in touch with my girls.
That's a satellite messenger, right?
Yep, Spot sends my GPS coordinates via satellite right to my family's email or phone. They click on the message and see where I am. I can use it in emergencies or to signal for help as well. Spot has rescued over 3,500 adventurers already.
Sounds good. Looks small, too. Is it pricey?
Nope, I save 50% with a mail-in rebate.
50% rebate offer is for a limited time only. Annual subscription is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
As many of our listeners know, hunting, fishing, and trapping were recognized as heritage activities by the province in 2002. These activities, which have been around since the beginning of this country, once served as a foundation of our early economy and continue to play a major role today. At present, hunting, fishing, trapping, and outfitting contribute $15.2 billion annually to the national economy, and over 8 million Canadians hunt and fish. Over the past few years, the federal government has recognized this contribution by supporting events like the National Fish and Wildlife Conservation Congress in 2012 and by creating a National Hunting and Angling Advisory Panel to advise them all on issues related to hunting, fishing, and trapping. Federal members of Parliament also created the Parliamentary Outdoor Caucus and the Conservative Hunting and Angling Caucus to support these activities. More recently, the Standing Committee on Environment held hearings and produced a report on the impact of hunting, while the Standing Committee of Fisheries and Oceans held hearings on the importance of recreational fishing. While all of this was going on, Rick Norlock, Conservative MP for the riding of Northumberland-Quinte West, introduced a bill entitled An Act Respecting a National Hunting, Trapping, and Fishing Heritage Day, which passed last November. The bill established that the third Saturday of each September would be set aside to recognize the significant contribution that these activities have had on the development of our country. But he has graciously agreed to join us today to talk about the bill and what it means. Welcome to Angler and Hunter Radio, Mr. Norlock.
Oh, thank you very much. It's great to be on the program.
What prompted you to introduce the legislation in the first place?
Well, you might say a plethora or a great number of reasons. First one is the heritage of fishing, hunting, and trapping in my own family. So when each member of Parliament is elected, we all have a chance at putting forward a private member's bill. And it's called the Order of Precedence. So someone in the Library of Parliament, or the Speaker, I forget now who, puts all the 308 names in the hat and they pick you out. And having been an MP in three parliaments, and shortly after being elected, we're told what the order of preference is. And if you're anywhere close to 50, and the first two were minority parliaments, so not too much got in, but then my bill, currently it's 501, in other parliaments it had different numbers, so we all know that we have a chance at having a private member's bill. And so I thought, do I choose something? Do I go to the Prime Minister's office and ask them if there's anything they want to do, anything that I, that a minister may want, the government may want to do so I could add my name to it, or do I want to do something totally personal, and that means something to me, and at the same time, means something to the country, means something to the people whom I'm associated with. And being at one time an avid hunter and fisherman, and when I say at one time, I mean I'm still that, but the job precluded me from, for instance, I'm going moose hunting this October.
Awesome.
Up in northern Ontario, we have a fly-in camp, an area we go to, it's a pole camp, anyways, we can get into the other. So I wanted something that meant something to me, that means something to my country, and what, I mean, hunting, fishing, and trapping are part of the Norlock DNA, I like to tell my boys.
Yeah.
We're both avid hunters and fishers. So, so to make a long story short as I can, because we only have a limited amount of time, that's why I introduced this bill two parliaments ago. And of course, because they're a minority, the bill, got to third reading, in the previous parliament, but we went to election, so you start with a clean slate. This time around, I was sufficiently low in, reasonably close in the order of precedence, and so I checked with the whip's office, and he said, yes, the likelihood, because it's a majority government, is that you're going to, they'll be able to get around to it. So I just simply reintroduced the bill. But in preparation for the bill, working with the Library of Parliament, I wanted to make sure that, we had all party support, because I wanted it to be an inclusive bill. I didn't want there to be any partisanship around it. And so I went to the Liberals and the NDP and asked, and the Bloc Québécois at the time, that's at the first iteration of the bill. And they all agreed, they suggested some changes, which we made, because we wanted to include sort of the heritage of First Nations, because that is in fact where hunting, fishing, and trapping began with Homo sapiens in North America. So, so that's why I chose this particular, and it goes along, this particular, bill is a private member's bill. And it also is complementary, of course, to our government's thrust in the area. And in your introduction, you mentioned all the various things we've done, because a great many of our members of parliament, as well as in other parties, I would say primarily in our own, we're avid outdoorsmen, and we know the value of hunting, fishing, and trapping to not only the Canadian economy, but actually to the social fabric of many of our families.
Yeah, exactly. So what do you hope the outcome of having this specific day set aside will do? I know it'll recognize hunting and fishing and trapping, but is it simply the enhancement of recognition? Is it simply the recognition? Or do you think that maybe something more tangible?
I'm hoping, you always hope for more. I mean, that's just the natural human thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
But here's what I mean, picking that third Saturday, it was difficult because I didn't want to make it the same day as the U.S. Because in the United States, President Obama reiterated it, but they have pretty close to the, but they have a specific day in September. So I chose the third Saturday because it was pretty close to the U.S. Hunting and Fishing Heritage Day. But I did it for, I like to say, I usually say for obvious reasons, flying, any of us that go north and hunt, as well as in the Peterborough area for spring bear hunting, I knew a lot of folks who attract Americans. You know, we want to attract them up to our country. And now, with the dollar where it is, so this Heritage Day, I wanted it to sort of mirror theirs. Now, the president encourages Americans to go out and hunt in their country, but we know a lot like to come to Canada because we're the premier hunting and fishing area, as far as I'm concerned, in the world, or at least one of them. And so I'm hoping that more and more people from the U.S. come to Canada because, let's face it, we need dollars to run our system, and they pay many hundreds of dollars for, non-residents, as well as, and this is the bigger one, the primary one, as well as making sure that new Canadians and that our children specifically enjoy these heritage activities. I know being raised every deer hunting season, my dad would go out hunting deer, and fishing was just something we did almost every weekend if there was nothing big happening. I come from Eastern Ontario. So, I mean, this is what drove me, just because of it covered all of the bases. If you think about the economy, social fabric, fathers, sons, and daughters, and mothers now going out and enjoying it. For instance, in our deer and moose hunting camp, it was always sort of males there. Well, now we have a couple of ladies who come up and hunt with us, or young ladies, actually, because they're being introduced by their fathers and their grandpas, like myself, and my niece, who's a wildlife biologist with the MNR, and a vegetarian, by the way, is now hunting with her dad and her uncle. And now we've got, but she will only eat organic wild meat. In other words, bear and moose and venison and rabbit and that sort of thing. So more and more we see, and I think you may have touched on it in previous programs, the greatest growth, and I think it's in the latest hunt, OFAH magazine, Ontario Outdoors, the numbers of women are increasing, biggest increase. We also know that people from the GTA, big increase in the numbers, and a lot of the hunt and fish, so great growth. Just take a look at where some of the international, you know, like Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's and Sail, they're all building pretty close to the GTA. Why? Because there's a customer base there. They've done some good research, and they know. So this is what we want. We want the people from the big city to come to our rural areas, to spend a little money when they're here, and to enjoy the great outdoors. And what more can you ask for?
More from Rick Norlock and the importance of our hunting, fishing, and trapping heritage when we return with more Angler and Hunter Radio.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pieser here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to the fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and advanced HS scent away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You're listening to my chat with past Conservative MP Rick Norlock on his private members bill and why he believes our hunting, trapping, and fishing heritage is so important.
And what would you believe is the single biggest challenge facing anglers and hunters today, and what does the outdoor community need to do to combat this?
Well, I'm also a member, member of the OFH, but a member of SCI, and here's what I say to the folks that will be listening to your program. We need to hunt and fish responsibly, make sure that we base it on good science, make sure that we, whatever you hunt or you fish, that you eat it and consume it, and that you respect, if you're hunting, especially in these areas now where there's less and less crown land, that you respect the owners of land. So if you're going to go somewhere, make sure that you get permission to hunt on their property. Follow the rules. So we can, if we all hunt responsibly, hunt and fish responsibly, keep only, you know, those fish that we're going to eat, keep our limit, you know, slot sizes or whatever, and encourage. And this is the big thing, and this is why, part of the big reason why we call it a Hunting, Fishing, and Trapping Heritage Day. We need to make sure that our kids take up this, these wonderful, I come from the Ottawa Valley. We hunt up in the Madawaska Highlands, hunt deer, I should say, traditionally on Crown land with a pole camp. And I can remember going in on opening weekend, the day before the first Monday of the month of November, and I'll tell you, the numbers of tents and trailers and hunters, I mean, it was just orange everywhere. We need to keep the pressure on our elected officials, both municipally, provincially, and federally, to make sure that we keep this valuable heritage that has been there since the founding of our country, to make sure that we continue to do that. And my hope is on this Heritage Day that dads and moms grab the kids and either go at the appropriate season, either bird hunting or a little bit of rabbit hunting or whatever, or take them out fishing. We need to instill in our kids, our grandkids and nephews and friends. And when I say when you go out fishing, take a young one with you. Get them involved in it. There's nothing healthier and better for them to do. You don't see a lot of hunters and fishers in behind bars, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I couldn't have put it better into words myself, and for all of our listeners that know that we need to keep our image, which is a great one, and especially getting better and better with the young people going through our hunter education programs. Pass your heritage on and make sure that we can continue on this great legacy, because like you're saying, Mr. Norlock, there's really nothing more healthier and nothing more rewarding than returning to nature, and even if it's only for a short period of time, revisiting where we all originally came from.
And it's Rick, please, and to all your listeners, if they meet me, it's Rick, but it's the old adage, and it's you can put it in two words, three words actually: use it or lose it. If we don't continue these heritage outdoor activities, we will lose them, because there's a pressure on governments to put a cease to all these things. We see it with guns, with the control on guns. There's no one, I'm an ex-police officer, no one, I do not want to see firearms in the hands of the wrong people. But I do want to see firearms in the hands of responsible hunters, and OFAH needs to be congratulated for bringing that message time and time again, because if we break the rules, no matter if it's hunting or fishing or trapping or the use of our firearms, the pressure on governments will be to put more and more regulations to make sure that we lose those heritage activities that quite frankly, I think we have a right to pursue.
Yeah, absolutely. So as a hunter and angler yourself, any new initiatives that you'd like to see undertaken in support of fishing and hunting?
Well, here's what my challenge is. As I'm getting to the age, I was, as I said, I was reading the latest issue of Ontario Outdoors, and they have and I haven't started reading it yet, but an issue on in the twilight years of hunters and fishers. So I'm heading towards there, but I'm young enough still to be able to. Well, I just went last September elk hunting on horseback in the Rockies with my two boys.
Nice.
It was number one on my bucket list. So my message to the folks out there is perhaps and it would really help the new MPs coming on board in Ottawa. It doesn't matter the party, but of course I'm prejudiced. I'm a conservative, and we tend to lean sort of to the hunting, fishing, angling, and common sense gun legislation. Maybe you just mark your calendars, and I would suggest bring a young person, enjoy one of those outdoor activities, even if it's going to the local gun club. I belong to the Lower Trent Fish and Game Club. Maybe go out and enjoy one of the sports, one of the outdoor activities. Keep it alive. I don't care if you remember where it came from. If you just circle that date as a day that you want to enjoy those activities, that would that's why we introduced, or I introduced, the bill, with a lot of help from a lot of MPs from every party.
That's awesome. Well, thank you again, Rick, for both your time this morning and being such a strong advocate in political career. And we wish you a happy and successful hunting future.
Thank you very much. It was great talking with you.
Good luck with your moose hunt.
Righto, thank you.
You take care now.
Righto, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back with Angler and Hunter News and the Win a Yamaha Alumacraft Boat Contest right after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Heading out on a hunt or going on a fishing trip? Canada features some of the most challenging conditions found anywhere. That's why you need tough Yamaha products to handle the great outdoors. Whether it's an ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator you need, Yamaha has the right model for you, with reliable, fuel-efficient operation and incredible performance. Conquer the outdoors with Yamaha, no matter what you're up against. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for great deals.
Hi folks, Gord Pizer here. I spend a lot of time in the water, as many as 200 days a season, and my new revolutionary Kingfisher boat gets me to fish quickly and safely, despite the weather. It's all because of the unique Preflex hull design, and the state-of-the-art interior meets all my fishing needs. Hey, to learn more about the amazing Kingfisher boats, visit kingfishermultispecies.com. Now, get into your Kingfisher and meet me where the big fish roam.
Hunting season's getting closer. Hey, Mike Miller here, reminding you that Canadian Tire Pro Shops have everything you need for hunting season, from decoys and ammunition to trail cameras and game calls. Canadian Tire, Canada's hunting store.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
It's time to put your year in gear. Canada's best-selling side-by-sides and ATVs are all under one roof, and they're all on sale right now at your Polaris dealer. You can get rebates as high as $1,000, financing as low as 3.98%, and more. Sportsman 570 and ETX come with a free 5-year extended warranty, and you can save over $1,100 on a roof, windshield, and winch package for Ranger XP 900. Now's the time to search Canada's best-selling lineup of side-by-sides and ATVs and find the machine to match your passion. It's the Polaris XP sales event, with rebates as high as $1,000 and financing as low as 3.98%. See your Polaris dealer now. Offers valid in Canada through 4/30/15 at select new full-size 2008 through 2015 models. See dealer for details, subject to grant approval. 5-year Polaris Protection Limited warranty coverage starts at date of purchase, subject to $50 deductible. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris machines are not intended for on-road use.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? Let all the rest get lost in the immediate. You reach out for the important. You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a lightweight hunting chair with built-in storage and carrying strap, an OFAH edition buck knife, a fold-up saw, Tink's deer lure, an electronic scent warmer, and Advanced HS Scent Away. This limited time OFAH membership package is only $89.95. Care enough to join today.
Man, this is going to be a great hunting trip. The camp is really remote this year.
Yeah, only way I can take off this year is if I keep in touch once a day with my office. I just picked up my new satellite phone for Spot so I can stay in contact when we lose cell coverage.
Bet that was expensive.
Nope, Spot has a free phone offer right now. It didn't cost me a thing. Their airtime plans are really affordable and the sound quality is awesome too. My family likes it. We're prepared for an emergency as well.
A free satellite phone, affordable rates, and awesome sound? I'll check it out when we get back.
Free phone offer is for a limited time only. Activation and select airtime plan is required. Visit findmespot.com/hunt today to get all the details.
Go bargain hunting this fall with a trip to TSE stores. Set your sights on incredible deals for deer, duck, and upland game hunting. At TSE stores, we're excited about hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more, your incredible country hardware store.
Welcome back to the voice of anglers and hunters, Angler and Hunter Radio. You never know what's lurking at the bottom of Lake Ontario near Hamilton Harbor. A Chinese mitten crab was captured in June at the Royal Botanical Gardens Fishway, which blocks invasive Lake Ontario carp from entering and damaging the fragile Coots Paradise Marsh. We were surprised to find a crab in the waters, said Tice Theismeyer, head of the natural areas for the Royal Botanical Gardens in Hamilton. The crab is one of the top 10 unwanted species in the world and could have arrived in the ballast of ships. Theismeyer suspects that someone may have introduced it, since it's considered to be a delicacy in some parts of the world. If it survived the winter, it could have been here for years and nobody would have known. It has a bent towards salt water, but it can survive fresh water, he said. However, it needs to migrate to the ocean to reproduce. In several freshwater rivers joining the ocean in Europe, such as the Danube and the Thames, there are millions of them, causing tremendous problems. They dig big holes, which undermine infrastructure, said Theismeyer. We had a record response to our Win a Yamaha Alumacraft fishing package, so we are now accepting entries for the Angler and Hunter Radio waterfowl package. To win an MV1648 Alumacraft with SMHA Yamaha outboard and trailer valued at $9,291, listen to Angler and Hunter Radio for a weekly passcode and then visit the contest page to enter for your chance to win. You can also obtain an additional passcode by liking us on Facebook or following us on Twitter. We will post one additional passcode sometime during the week following the airing of the show. One entry per person per passcode. Full contest rules are available on the contest page. By the way, today's passcode is technology. The importance of our hunting, trapping, and fishing heritage cannot be understated. It has a deep meaning to millions of Canadians. Our attachment to nature goes far deeper than genetics, for without our dollars, Ontario's ecology would certainly be in jeopardy. Your voice as a hunter, trapper, angler is an important one that increases in volume when we all stand as one.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Canadian Tire. Check out our new hunting and fishing pro shops at select Canadian Tire stores. Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? And by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence. Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrvoradio.com.